For days now, we've been reporting traffic volumes that are ever increasing ahead of the Bi-Border Bridge, the border post between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Some of the traffic being backed up all the way to Musina, which is about 14, 15 kilometers from there. Yesterday, the Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, saying that truck drivers are to blame for the current congestion at the border post, as most of them do not have the documentation required to cross the border. And he was suggesting that it is the work then of traffic law enforcement to process, I suppose, and to intervene in dealing with the ever-increasing traffic volumes. So we thought we'd turn to the Department of Transport and Community Safety in Limpopo. Joining me on the line now is the spokesperson for that department, Madome Dotswala. Madome, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Indeed, this is an early break for sure, and good morning to the listeners.
Are there any interventions that your department could put in place tomorrow in order for that traffic snarl up at the border post to be addressed?
Africa, I must mention that our department has been hard at work ever since before even Minister arrived. We must mention two things, just to clear the issue. I have not, because I see and I've heard that the blame is now being put on truck drivers. I must mention that the truck drivers, there are some that can use the Khawela's Bridge border post to Botswana. Because of stringent measures in Botswana, as you would have heard yesterday, the president has even imposed further restrictions in terms of the curfew. Most of them are now using the bike bridge as an exit point, as a gateway to Africa. This, as a result, is bringing a lot of high volume of traffic into the border post. And our Department of Transport, this road ends at a particular point where we are managing traffic and ensuring the safety of the drivers. But I must mention that in the border management precinct, you have Port Health that is still has to check the issue of the, as pronounced by the president, that they need to give proper results for COVID, which are within 72 hours. And then you've got customs, SARS, that needs to deal with their own issues, particularly on truck drivers. And you have got immigration that has got to deal with the issues of passports and so forth. All these things need to be cleared before a truck can pass through. But I think five days ago, you had staff of Home Affairs knocking off in time for curfew until the minister intervened. Now they are working for 24 hours. That in itself assists us as the department to manage the traffic outside the border management. But we have yesterday, before we went to sleep, we had managed to clear off any truck that was blocking the oncoming traffic, because at some stage the trucks had blocked the oncoming traffic into the country. So people who were coming from Zimbabwe into Musina could not access the road. They ended up having to use gravel road, which was unfortunate. But I must mention now that the department has managed to deal with that part. Two, what we have done is that we've organized a roadblock. Each and every vehicle that is going into the border post, we are putting them at the show grounds. We are checking with the border post management. They can tell us how many they need us to release for them to be able to process them order to go. Then we release them in communication with the border management post. And I'm hoping that today and tomorrow, everything will at least try to go back to normal. We will still have a queue, but a manageable queue as things stand.
And what would you deem a manageable queue, Madome? How many meters, kilometers, I suppose, of traffic? More importantly, how much time will it take Africa Melania, for example, who's driving in his private sedan, going to visit family in Zimbabwe? How long will it take me to go through the border post?
We are trying by all means that in connection with the border management post, we have even asked them to come through, to come and check at the showground if, as Minister has mentioned, that some would be queuing all along only to find that when they get to the checkpoint, they do not have the necessary required document. Mainly, it was the issue of the test results for COVID. And then we're ensuring that everyone who goes to the queue now would be satisfied that they have all the necessary documents, that when they get to the checkpoint, everything is managed. We're hoping that we should not be having any one spending more than a day at the border post, as things stand now, because as I mentioned, even the staff from immigration, they were not working 24 hours, but now they are working 24 hours. That we have managed to process through everybody throughout the night. Our officers are on the ground. They are having to walk 8 kilometers to manage the situation. One to deal with the issue of congestion. Two, to ensure the safety of the drivers, because at this time I must say that scavengers, pickpocketers, and squanderers are taking advantage of the situation, trying to rob our people their hard-earned money that they would have worked for the whole year. So that is why we have a high-level team led by our head of traffic in the province, and then Brigadier Tinyana from South African Police Service, to make sure that they are leading that delegation to have everything in terms of what we want to do there to be done with precision.
Madame, I absolutely appreciate that you cannot speak on behalf of the other entities, obviously, that are involved here, Department of Home Affairs, Customs, and so forth and so forth. But I would imagine even you would concede that having to wait for possibly up to a day, if not longer, to be processed at a border post is absolutely unacceptable.
Indeed, it's not desirable. It even poses a health risk to those that would have chronic diseases like your high blood pressure. And you'd imagine even Musina on his own, the temperatures there are a bit higher, it's a bit hotter. That is why we have even put our Department of Health to come on board. They brought their mobile clinic to encourage those people to visit the mobile clinic to check their status, and then also attend to any other emergency that would arise. You would have a report by now that we, at some stage, a woman died on the spot, and another driver. And when they looked at it, it was the preliminary investigation would find that somebody did not have proper medication. It was through either high blood or dehydration, things like that. That is why even we managed to call the district municipality to bring the issue of water on site as well, so that people are able to drink. Indeed, it's an undesirable situation, but we knew, because people could not travel throughout the year since March. This is an opportunity for them to be able to go home. But we are prioritizing particularly the truck drivers first, because of economic issues in Zimbabwe. They expect certain cargoes to arrive at a particular time. This has delayed the situation, which nearly caused a bit of risk between South Africa and Zimbabwe. But fortunately, Minister Mzwaledi was able to deal with the situation in consultation with Minister of Deco. They dealt with the situation. I can report now that things are trying to go back to normal.
All right. Madame, thank you very much. You've got a busy day ahead of you, no doubt. Madame Dautzwala, speaking on behalf of the Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety.